The Flowers of Time, Chapter 4. Edie meets a tiger. Edie was still washing when she heard the commotion. The sheep and goats were making a dreadful racket, baaing and wailing much louder than she had ever heard them, even when they were on the move. Then the herd dogs joined in, giving tongue like Edie had never heard before. She didn't have her stays on, or a chemise, or anything. She hastily pulled her dress over her head, grabbed the pistol she kept by her camp bed, and dashed out toward the noise in her bare feet, hair flying. She ran without a thought. She didn't know where anyone else was, but she assumed Henry and Captain Carruthers and the young men had already started the day of surveying they had planned last night. She and Jones had discussed riding out to look at the ruined caravanserai they had glimpsed from the hilltop yesterday as they were riding down into the valley. But Jones was usually up and about well before Edie emerged from her tent each morning, as were the rest of the party. When she reached the little flock of sheep and goats, she stopped in horror. She wasn't at first able to make out what she was seeing, but then it came into focus sharply, with scents and sounds and colours. There was a tiger in among the goats. It was eating one of them. Marjorie, the leader of the herd. The three herd dogs were going berserk, barking and making short forays toward the tiger before backing off again. The goats couldn't get away because they were tied. The tiger hunkered in the middle of them with its kill. It was defiantly eating Marjorie for breakfast. Edie screamed. The dogs barked. Distantly, she heard voices shouting, but they were a long way away. The tiger looked at her, or perhaps through her. It had big, black, bottomless eyes and looked annoyed that she had disturbed its breakfast. It stood up, ponderously, and growled. If anything, its eyes became darker and more menacing. "I really don't want your breakfast," Edie said. "I liked Marjorie. I'm not going to eat her." The dogs were still barking like mad. The tiger growled again, sniffing the air. It took a step forward. Edie raised the pistol. She was pretty handy with it now. Henry had made her practice and practice at home before they had set out on their journey. She could shoot a musket as well, although she wasn't all that good at loading. Her pistol was loaded. Henry had said that it was dangerous to keep a firearm loaded, but that at night, fumbling in the dark to load one if the camp was attacked, it would take too long and might get her killed. Generally speaking, Henry had been exceptionally brutal in his explanations before he had agreed to bring her along. Edie spared a brief second to be grateful to her brother, although not too grateful, because a proper brother would be here at this point defending her from the tiger. The tiger took a step forward. Edie said, "I really don't want to shoot you. Please take Marjorie and go away." The tiger growled some more. Edie swallowed. She was going to have to shoot it. She had no idea how easy it was to kill a tiger, but she had a vague idea that shooting it and missing, or shooting it and only wounding it, would be a bad outcome. It had Marjorie's blood all around its mouth and down its front. It looked like it was a male tiger. It had a beard and lots of muscle. It was remarkably large, and its eyes were completely black. It probably came up somewhere between her waist and her shoulder. She really hoped it wasn't going to kill her and eat her. She didn't have her stays on. She didn't want to die without her stays on. Her mother would be mortified.